Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
We have to make a determined effort this year to learn to control this toxic stuff called toxic emotions and feelings. Can you say amen? All right. And that's why Paul wrote in Romans 6:12, look what he said. Sin is a dethroned monarch. I love that. Sin is a dethroned monarch. So you must no longer give it an opportunity to rule over your life. Controlling how you live and compelling you to obey its desires and cravings. Do you understand? This is the word of God. We got to control this stuff. It's a dethroned monarch, the devil. The Bible says we've been translated. Listen, the good news. The Bible says if you're born again, he's translated you from the power of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. The devil has been dethroned out of your life. He doesn't have that hold on you. Your spirit is perfectly pure with God in it. He gets into your soulish realm and your flesh. And so can a person that's saved be, can he be possessed? No, not his spirit, man, but his soul, yes. Oh, absolutely. My mind, my will, and my emotions, the devil can come and lie to me and lie. And he does that. So you get into this emotional upheaval, and then he starts lying. Well, did you see what else he did? Do you think he really loves you? I don't know so much. Where was he last night? He came in half an hour later, and he starts making suggestive lying stuff he gives to you. And now because you're emotional, you buy into the stuff. And you start thinking, yeah. And then he adds more and then he's gone. And now you're finding every little thing. And it's all a lie. Because he's the father of lies. And he's very good at it. Amen. When you're in emotional upheaval, the devil is at his easiest to tempt you and get you. Come on. The Bible says we all know this, 1 Peter 5:7-8. It says, cast all your cares upon him who cares for you. And then he says, your adversary, the devil, goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, who can he devour? Those that are emotional wrecks. He comes in and he lies. He brings his deception and deceit. And then we fall for it and we act out on that rather than on faith and the word of God. Amen. This is good for you. Amen. This is good for me. The Apostle Paul also said this. In Galatians 5:17, for everything the flesh desires goes against the spirit. And everything the spirit desires goes against the flesh. There is a constant battle raging between them that prevents you from doing the good you want to do. You've got to get control over the stuff in our lives. How many of you want to do good? But you find on this hand you don't do it. It's because there's a war taking place and the devil's trying for your mind and God's trying for your spirit to lead and guide you. We're supposed to be directed by the Spirit of God that's in our spirit. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit dwells within our spirit. And he says that the steps of a righteous man and woman are ordered by the Lord. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me in John 10:27 and Romans 37:23. He says we can be directed by God. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. God's leading his children, not the children that are not in the kingdom. You see, someone said to me, but we're all children of God. No, I have a correction to make. We're all created by God, but we're not all children of God. Everyone is created of God, but only those that have received him as Lord and Savior are children of his. And that's how the devil will come in and lie and say, well, we're all children of God. There's more ways than one to get to heaven. I mean, I just saw an article. I won't even mention it because I might offend some people. But this is an article about everyone serves the same God. And listen, and this is a big name, big, big name. Everyone here knows what I'm talking about if I mention the name. But here's what he said. He said, God is a diverse God. That's why we've got different tongues and languages and colors and races and nations. We've got all of that. He's a diverse God. So that means he's a diverse God of all religions. God gave us all religions. That's what it says now. So in other words, that's toxic thinking. You see, I'm emotional. I'm emotional because I've got to show I love you. I become politically correct rather than biblically correct. It's okay, bro. You can serve the devil all you like. We're all going to heaven. And because I'm emotional, I don't want to offend you, I lie to you. Come on. Emotions and feelings are getting people into hell today. Well, why are you going to heaven? Because I'm a good person. I do good. Mistake. The only reason you go to heaven is because of the blood of the Lamb and your acceptance of what he did. There is no other way to get in. Jesus said in John 14, 6, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man and no woman comes to God the Father except him by and through me, period. That's it. But when you get emotional and you want to try and help people and you're thinking and you start speaking outside of the word of God, it's okay. God will let that slip by. No, he won't. I'd rather be told the truth and get to heaven than told a lie and go to hell. I'm trying to help us. I need the same help you need. I'm also in a body with a spirit and a soul. And my soul comprises of my mind, my will, and my emotions. And there's too often my emotions get in the way of me believing and walking in faith. I see it on the golf course. I couldn't believe the other day I hit two bad shots in a row. I thought there was a meltdown. I'm not joking. Well, now someone's just let off an A-bomb because it's just hit me. It comes like this. It just rises. But you've got to control it. That's why the boxes, I'm telling you, they you can learn from the boxes. I'm going to kill you and your mother. That's what they say. Have you seen they face each other? They stare into each other's eyes, right nose to nose. And they tell you what they're going to do to you and your family's family. They tell you, right? Why? Because they're trying to get that person to become emotional. Get over anger. Get too angry, because when you're too angry, you can't be rational. And I said it already. If you want to be victorious, you've got to be rational. It's strategic to win. And that is a strategy that I think Muhammad Ali brought into the world, Cassius Clay. I thought the best boxer out there. But he would tell them, you're going down in the third round. You're going down in the fifth round. I'll give you two rounds. He would tell them. And I'm telling you, they come out the first round. They said the third round. They come out and boom, 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 boom. And he's just coasting. Second round, boom, 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 boom. And the third round, he's already told them at least 10 times. I'm telling you, something happens and they do this. Boom. I've seen it. You've seen it. You've watched it, right? Working on your emotions, getting you into that arena of the flesh. And they're trying to make you so angry that you can't be rational. Now, when you're angry and you're trying to fight somebody who's strategic because he wants to win, now you're coming at him with just flailing fists and he just looks for one opening and bang, you're gone. That's how the devil operates with us. He tries to get us to be over emotional. He gets us caught up in this arena of the flesh, and now we're thinking that she hates me, he hates me, they stole it, and he just lies and he pulls on the pile-on technique, and it gets worse and worse. And by the end of this thing, you're ready for killing. And now you're nowhere near faith. You're a wreck. Emotional fallout. Bang. And then self-pity comes in. Oh, Jesus. That's one of the worst emotions. Self-pity. Oh, woe is me. Woe is you. I'll tell you who you is. If you're born again, you're a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you're born again, you're a king with a priestly anointing. The demon has been defeated. Every demonic spirit. And that's why when you get into the ring now and these emotions come at you, I don't care who's in that corner. I don't care who his manager is, who his cut man is. It makes no difference to me. It can be the best of the best in the world. If I see cancer in that ring there, if I see depression in that ring there, if I see no money in the ring there with me, the Bible says, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. That means if he's in the ring, he's going down. I'm not going down. He's going down. And I've got to get to that place where I believe this and I act on it and I control the emotions of just letting it all fall out. You are victorious. Say, I'm always victorious. In Christ Jesus. Did he not say, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus? Yes, he did. Did he not say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus? Yes, he did. Did he not say, you're the head, you're not the tail, you're above, you're never beneath? Did he not say that? Well, then you are all those things that he said. And so you can overcome emotional upheaval in your life. And too many of us are living in that stuff. Still have unforgiveness towards someone from 25 years ago. Still operating in that, wondering why nothing's working in my life. I've been doing, going to church and tithing, but you've got unforgiveness. You've got hatred in your spirit, in your body, in your soulish realm, should I say, your flesh. We can overcome this stuff. We can forgive. If God said you can love your enemies, then guess what? You can. Well, how do I know? Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, which was given me. I've already got love in me. I'm a love child. I can demonstrate love. The Bible says in 1 John 4:16-21, it says, you are like Christ in the earth today. We are representing him in the here and now. And he walked in love all the time. And he was victorious in every area. Amen. And so I really want to encourage all of us today. Make a list. If you remember, I gave out a test just to do a self-evaluation. If you didn't get a test, I'm sure Brother Mike can get some of them. There's still some left over. And it's a self-evaluation, just a yes or no. And you can locate yourself. You see, I challenge people, you come to church, don't leave here the way you came. Come in, when you leave here, say, wow, I was touched by God today and I got some work to do in my life. Then you didn't waste time. We're in the greenhouse now. We're pulling out weeds. We're hauling the weeds out right now. And we're starting to see some blossom and bloom. Amen. Amen. And so when you come to church, find out what I need to do, Lord. How can I change myself? How can I advance the kingdom of God? And so if you find issues in your life, just say, this is the year that I'm going to take control over that. I'm going to have authority. You know, the Bible says, he that has no control over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Proverbs 25:28. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. That means you're defenseless. If you don't control yourself, you are defenseless to the attack and the onslaught of the devil. You don't have to react. You don't have to be nasty. You don't. God told me one day, he said, don't let somebody else's ugliness affect your loveliness. Amen. Just because they were nasty to me, I have to retaliate and be nasty back. That's the arena the devil's trying to suck you into. When they talk about you, rejoice because it means you're growing. Come on. When they come against you, rejoice because you've gone to a higher level. When they're attacking you from every angle, rejoice because you were down there on their level. Now they can't stand to see you up there and they're attacking. You just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm growing. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting better. And I tell you what, 2019 is going to be my best year. My best year. My best year. I'm going to decree, declare, prophesy, and I'm going to see the manifestation. And I'm going to honor God and I'm going to honor leadership in Jesus' name. Amen. We are creating an environment in this church and a community of victorious children of God. You've all got hundreds or thousands of people following you. Can you imagine if every one of us started to tweet out and start Facebooking the presence of God, the glory of God, the word of God, how many people we can affect? The Bible says one can set 1,000 to flight, but two can set 10,000 to flight. It's multiplied to the 10th. I'm telling you, we can be so effective. Let's be a healthy community. Let's believe God. Let's believe we are who he said we are. We can do what he said we can do. We have what he said we have. Let's just choose to believe it. I just make a decision today. I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm prosperous. I believe I'm wise. I have the mind of Christ. I believe I'm the head. I believe I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I believe no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. I believe that I can do all things through Christ. I believe that nothing shall offend me. I believe. Let's just do it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries, a proud corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a 50-scene, old-fashioned diner that takes you back to the old days where you can enjoy a fresh burger, fries, and a malt, or a cheesesteak that you've been looking for but couldn't find. Every Thursday from 5:30 to 8 at Highway 55, you can see the cars of yesteryear. Highway 55, Burger Shakes and Fries, is located at 4007 Southwest Port St. Lucie Boulevard and Parr Drive. Highway 55. 55, Burger Shakes and Fries.